This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Wow. We got taxes coming up, and some of you guys didn't realize you could deduct a few things, so I think there's still time to fix it. Yeah, I think you can. I think you can do a do-over, so I'll make sure you guys learn some of those medical deductions that you could take. Barbara Bush, suffering from congestive heart failure, as well as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Unfortunately, she doesn't want any more hospital treatment. She's done. She is in failing health from what we're understanding. She's at home, and I don't blame her. I don't blame her. So we'll talk about what you could do at home when you don't want to go to the hospital anymore. We say goodbye to R. Lee Ermey. I don't know if you guys know him by his name, but he is the most famous sergeant ever. Full Metal Jackets, sergeant, the gunnery sergeant, who was, and he was in Toy Story. He dies at the age of 74. We'll tell you what happened there. Apparently, we have some new developments when it comes to how to fight these really bad bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics, so we'll talk about that. We also are being told that 16 million U.S. adults are using prescription stimulants. Do we have that many people with ADHD? Do we have that many people on diet pills? But 16 million adults are on stimulants, and you wonder why some people are pretty grumpy and hyper out there. I'd be scared to death. I'd be scared to death to take a stimulant. Scientists are working on an end to drug addiction. Excuse me, now I got the hiccups, so we'll tell you what's going on there. Then, cannabis. Many of you guys are already experimenting in marijuana, and there's all these really cool strains out there. And you go to a medical marijuana dispensary, or just a marijuana dispensary, and they say, well, you need Red Dragon, or you need this, and many of you guys are really at the, I don't want to use the word mercy, because these guys are pretty knowledgeable, you know, on what they're selling. I mean, you know, there's an art, but we don't have a lot of medical science behind it. So we'll talk a little bit about these different medical marijuana strains and how some of you guys may be taking the wrong strain for the wrong thing. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I hope you guys had a good weekend. I did a few things this weekend, and I wanted to ask you guys about one of the things I did. We decided to paint a wall. Now, I have never painted a part of the house. I don't know how I've gone through this many years. I think I just dumped it on my husband to do or whatever. And I love paint. I love the smell of paint. I love painting. It is so therapeutic. So when I was offered to help my husband paint one of our walls, we decided to do an accent wall because the wall already has a bunch of scrapes. And, you know, when you have kids, you know, paint never really lasts. So I got up from my Candy Crush and I decided to help him paint. I didn't realize that the therapeutic, relaxing nature of painting gets completely destroyed within the first 2 minutes, and that painting involves a lot of yelling. Now, have any of you guys tried to paint with someone ripping you a new one? Yes. Okay. I'm sure many of you guys in the painting field have. I can now empathize. It sucks. No, don't do it like that. No, it's too wet. No, it's too thick. You didn't shake off the droppings of the roller. No, you need to do it this way. Oh, you got it on the floor. You got it on the floor. So, I painted my nails. I'm no idiot when it comes to paint and tinting and all sorts of other stuff because I painted my nails. And what happens when you get paint on your finger? You immediately wipe it off. When it's wet, it should be fine. The problem is when you're holding a paint roller, you can't just stop everything, use your fingers and wipe it off. So what I did is I finished the job with the paint, right? I finished what I was doing because, you know, you got paint on there. Then I stuck it back in that little triangular thingy, square thingy at an angle. You know, because you don't stick it in the bucket because you got to kind of dry it off a little bit. You got to kind of, you know, what's the word for it? You know, relieve the extra, droplets of paint. So you kind of run it up and down this plastic thing. So then I finally got my butt over to the area where I got the paint. And we have a little bit of molding, not fancy molding, some cheap molding on there that's white. And we were painting with brown. And then we have some tile and cupboards. So now I go over to start wiping it off, and it's already set. The paint's already set. So I start getting nail polish remover. No, we're not using nail polish remover. I go, but nail polish remover takes away paint. So we have smudges all over the place. I actually have paint all over my foot. I don't understand this. I got a big splotch of paint on my foot. My hands are like multiple colors of brown. People are going to think I did a rectal exam without gloves. But the wall looks good. The wall looks really good. And this is what blows my mind with painting. Because we're painting it and you can see the streaks. You can see the streaks. And my house is like, no. We don't want people to see the streaks because if we try to sell the house, then people think we did it ourselves. And I'm like, well, I think that's cool. I think people love the fact, you know, that you got to do it yourself first. So he's like, no, because, you know, you suck at this. And you did a crappy job. So he starts going over what I did. I can't stand that. When my husband has to redo what I did, when I did a damn good job. Yeah, there were streaks. But look, you guys have seen my hair. I have highlights. I think highlights add a little bit of, you know, character to the painted wall. I just do. Well, anyway, so he did. Then when he went over it all, he's like, now it looks good. I'm like, why'd you even ask me to help? Okay? Why did you ask me to help? So you can sit there and peacock about, then you know what? You just paint it the first time. Screw that. I am done. So, no, we're not getting divorced, but I am not painting with that man again. I'll find a boyfriend to paint with. That was ridiculous. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. One thing that's been trending in the news, and I'm sure you heard, is two black men were arrested at a Philadelphia Starbucks last week for allegedly trespassing. And apparently they are going to be meeting with the CEO of Starbucks. Kevin Johnson. I don't know if you guys have seen the video, but two men were sitting there at a table, and they were doing nothing. They were just sitting there, and apparently they were waiting for a third person, and they hadn't ordered anything. But what had happened is one of them had to use a bathroom, and so they got up to use the bathroom, and one of the workers said, well, you could use the bathroom because there's a code on the receipt, why don't you order something? And I guess the gentleman didn't want to order anything. So from what I understand, the store managers, the store managers called the police. Now, when you see the police, there were multiple police, And they you know, move some chairs out of the way. You see them talking and spending a good amount of talking, you know, time talking to them. And then they actually remove them in handcuffs. And the men weren't violent at all. They didn't, you know, protest. But what's the topic of discussion now is, with the world we live in today, where everybody is on edge, okay, I think we are fumbling around and making major faux pas in today's society because nobody knows what to do and nobody is all on the same page with how to address somebody coming into a work establishment that you think is not a customer. Everybody is on edge right now. They think somebody's going to be a shooter. They think somebody is, I don't know, a loiter or a trespasser or whatever. And unfortunately, here we have two men who are black men who get arrested and we're doing nothing but waiting for somebody. And I've done that. I've gone to a Starbucks and I've waited. Now, I will usually buy my drink unless somebody said, let me take you to lunch, or let me take you for coffee, then I won't purchase anything because they are. You see? Why would I go and buy my drink? It's not like you could ask for the $5 back. So sometimes, I mean, it doesn't happen a lot. So I could see that. I could see how two men would be just waiting for a third person and not purchase their own drinks because somebody else could be buying it for them. Say, you know what? It's my turn. It's on me. My turn. So, that can happen. But what this exemplifies, and it's made all the headlines, you know, over the last few days, is we as a society are very confused. We're very scared. We don't know what to do. And whenever that happens, whenever there's that chaos, we're going to make some mistakes. We're going to make some errors. And so now people are protesting Starbucks. In fact, I believe we have that Starbucks being asked to close down. And this is a mess. This is a mess. So, all right, do we have, if we talk about the basic protocol of somebody coming into your establishment that's not a customer, do we have common rules? And I think we're allowed to have some rules. I mean, if I walked into a restaurant and I asked to be seated and I sat there and let's say just anybody, right? And I sat there and just ordered water. People would keep coming up going, are you going to order anything? Can I help you? You know, and having waited tables, you know, before, somebody's at my table. I'm not making money. And there could be a paying customer there. And so that never happened to me when I waited tables, but probably I would come over and say, hi, is there anything I could get you? And if they say, no, I'm just sitting here. I'm waiting for somebody. No problem. Let them wait. Then I'll probably come back in about 5 minutes, go, sure, can I get you anything? You know, because you get in trouble if you leave a customer without, you know, helping them. No, I'm fine. I'm just waiting for somebody. Now, usually, if anybody was waiting for somebody, somebody came within 5 minutes. I mean, there was a timeline. If we're starting to look at 30 minutes, that's going to, you know, make somebody feel a little on edge. And then we would say, look, can I make you comfortable in our lobby? You know, we have a lot of people we need to sit. We have a lot of people we need to, we have a lot of people we need to serve. You know, do you mind if I put you in a more comfortable area? So I could have, serve somebody here. Because, you know, these dining tables aren't very comfortable. So maybe I would do something like that, I guess. I mean, this is what, again, back in the 90s. You had no problem asking somebody to leave, but you could offer them a lobby chair or whatever and then have them, you know, if they're waiting for somebody. I wouldn't have in the 90s thought there were a threat. I wouldn't have thought because, again, you weren't thinking about anybody coming in and shooting people or blowing people up or whatever. All right, you know, I knew that happened in foreign countries, but in America, I wouldn't be worried. Okay? Today, this day and age, I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever been to New York City, but you can't walk in there and use the bathroom. You can't. You have to pay. If not, they ask you to leave. You get asked to leave. Okay? You can't just go and, you know, say, I need to use the bathroom or I need to whatever. I was in Goldfield, Nevada, and I really had to pee, and I ran into a place to pee. And that store owner was ticked that I used their bathroom. And I get that. They pay rent. I get that. I get that. You know? And would she have probably kicked me out? Maybe. I remember she was really snarky, but I had to pee. So if I don't pee in the bathroom, I'm going to pee in the store. So I was going to pee somewhere. So things happen. And, you know, you got to kind of go with the flow. Does a store have a right to ask people to leave if they're not paying customers? They do. But what about the, well, I'm just waiting for somebody? Then what is the time frame? Then maybe we need to have some sort of an establishment of, okay, 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, we are going to need the table. Have some sort of rule, have some, but again, it doesn't work unless everybody else roughly has the same sort of attitude. Okay, now, on top of that, we start to have this society that we live in where we are all on guard. We are all aware. We are going through training. I believe all of us, all across America, on what to do if you have a suspected shooter or if you have a suspected assailant. How do you keep staff safe? How do you keep yourself safe? How do you keep customers safe? So now you have a business, and if somebody comes in, and again, we're not talking particularly about these two gentlemen in Philadelphia, but you have somebody that comes into your establishment, your restaurant, and they have no intention of being a customer. That could be a red flag. And we are taught to seek those people out. Somebody coming in, you know, ordering their ice cream or ordering their burger, sitting down, having, and you guys see in the movies, a lot of times when bad guys do things, many times they do. They'll order a burger, they'll sit there, they'll look like a customer, so they don't draw attention, and then all of a sudden they do the bad thing. But you have some people that just, they're nervous, and they're just going to do the bad thing that they have to do, and they'll do their bad thing, and whatever. And they're not going to order, so somebody coming in and sitting in a corner of an establishment not ordering may be a red flag. Now, what is management supposed to do? Management is responsible for the customers. Management is responsible for their employees. If there's somebody there that does not appear to be a customer, that could be a red flag. What are they supposed to do? Do we have a basic protocol? Do we have a, you know, is there some standard? Maybe we need to establish a standard. The problem is now we have two gentlemen who are black. And if that Starbucks location never did that, never asked or had the arrest done on anybody else of different ethnicity, now we have a racism issue. And that's why it's in the news, and that's why the video has gone viral. And these are two gentlemen who were probably innocent, sitting there, waiting for that third person. And they're only... quote-unquote crime was they didn't order something first. So I suggest, because we're going to be making a lot of these unfortunate errors, and we are going to look ridiculous, we are going to, you know, appear racist, we are going to appear discriminatory, but somebody needs to start coming up with basic protocols that we generally follow. So if somebody walks in with a raincoat and has a bunch of stuff under that raincoat, I think we can all establish the fact that, you know what, that person, if it's, you know, in the middle of the summer, probably shouldn't be there. But what about these more minute things? You know, how long can somebody wait on private property without being asked to leave? What's the protocol? What's the, you know, standard of care? 1-877-DOC-DELLY. We'll be right back.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Alright, nice. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a lot of you guys wrote over the weekend asking about your medical and dental expenses. Can you deduct for this? Can you deduct for that? And I apologize for not reviewing this with you guys earlier in the season, but it sounds like many of you guys haven't turned in your, taxes anyway. And if you could have taken off more for your taxes, I believe you could always do a extension or do an additional, etc. So the big publication I want you guys to all read, especially if you have medical expenses or a family member with medical expenses, and many of us do, especially some of us take care of our family member, is the Publication 502. It's irs.gov/publication502. Okay? Now, beginning January 1, 2017, although it will change for next year, you can deduct part of the medical and dental expenses that exceed 10% of your adjusted gross income. The 7.5% rate is still available for certain taxpayers, but I believe Congress was still considering whether to extend the 7.5% rate. From what I think, 7.5% rate is still good to go until 2019, and then it's 10%. So what does that mean? Well, it means if you make $100,000 a year, you spent $10,000 on medical expenses, all right, and you get to deduct anything over 7.5%, and 7.5% would be $7,500, then that $2,500 between the $7,500 and the $10,000 is deductible, okay? So, and there's a lot of things that qualify that many of you don't realize. So, really quickly here, let's review some of these. Plus, here's the thing. Don't forget, you could include family members as well. So your spouse, you could include medical expenses you paid for your spouse. If you were married at the time your spouse received the medical services, then that makes sense. Because if you have joint income and you're filing joint income, then your joint medical expenses should count. Dependents. You guys have dependents. So kids, qualifying children, qualifying relatives. Okay? The person was a U.S. citizen or national or resident of the U.S., Canada, or Mexico. If your qualifying child was adopted, that counts as well. A qualifying child is considered a child that you actually gave birth to. You know, or it could be somebody who was permanently or totally disabled, lived with you for more than half of 2017, didn't provide over half of his or her support over 2017, didn't file a joint return other than to claim a refund. And if they were under the age of 19 at the age of 2017 or under the age of 24 at the end of 2017. Or, get this, a full-time student. So your kids that could be going to school, again, dependents. Adopted child as well. Child of divorced or separated parents, depending on the custody. If the child is in the custody or one or both parents for more than half a year. So if you are splitting custody, but you get that child more than the other parent, that could as well. A qualifying relative, and this is big. A lot of you guys have qualifying relatives. Again, a son, daughter, stepchild, foster child, or a descendant of any of them. So you can include your grandchild. If you are taking care, if your children are living at home, and a lot of people now are in that situation where the children are living at home, if that's the case and they have babies, you're taking care of those babies. If you've got a brother or sister, half-brother, half-sister, son or daughter of any of them, so your nieces and nephews. If you have a father, mother, or an ancestor or sibling. So if your aunt is living with you, stepbrother, stepsister, stepfather, stepmother, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, father-in-law, mother-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law. They say any other person other than your staff who lived with you all year as a member of your household, if your relationship does not violate local law. How many of you guys have, you know, and I know many of you think, well, wait a second. Well, my mom's medical expenses was paid by Medicare. There were still co-pays. There were still other things that she came out of pocket, things you had to purchase. Maybe you had to purchase a walker. Maybe you had to redesign her bathroom. That stuff counts. Medical expenses paid before death of the decedent are also included in figuring any deduction for medical and dental expenses. This includes expenses for the decedent's spouse and dependents as well for the decedent. So apparently the survivor or personal representative of somebody who died can choose to treat certain expenses paid by the decedent's estate for the decedent's medical care. I don't believe this includes funeral costs. Okay? So what medical expenses can you include? Well, until the laws change, abortion. You could still include medical expenses for a legal abortion, acupuncture, alcoholism. If you are paid for inpatient treatment, travel to inpatient treatment, you could also include travel to your AA meeting. If your attendance at your AA meeting is part of medical advice, get a note from your doctor, you could then, any parking fees, mileage, I believe it's 17 cents a mile. Ambulance, artificial limbs, artificial teeth, bandages, birth control pills, if you needed a body scan. If you have somebody in the family that needs Braille magazines, those, breast pumps, any of you that are breastfeeding, or you have children who are breastfeeding and using the breast pump, that counts. You see how this stuff can add up? If you had breast reconstruction surgery, now not surgery to, you know, make yourself look better in a bikini, but if you had to have breast reconstruction surgery or prosthesis because of breast cancer, that counts. Now, capital expenses. This is huge. So many of you guys are not writing these off. If you had to put construction ramps in your house, widen doorways for family members medically, modify hallways or interior doorways, install railings, support bars, other modifications to bathrooms. If you had to lower or modify kitchen cabinets for someone who's wheelchair bound. If you had to move or modify electrical outlets or fixtures. If you had to install porch lifts or other lifts. Like we have a close family friend, who lives in an upstairs apartment, so they installed a stair lift. That counts. Elevators. Elevators may be able to be written off. It's tough because if the elevator adds to your home value, that could be tricky. But still, modifying fire alarms or smoke detectors or other warning systems, modifying the stairway, adding handrails or grab bars, whether or not they're in bathrooms or not, modifying the door hardware, modifying areas in the front exits or doorways, and grading the ground. Some of you guys may say, you know what? We need new steps. We need to make this easier to roll mom up. Maybe we have a graded pathway, something like that. That all works. Your car. You can include medical expenses, the cost of special hand controls, and other special equipment in your car. Chiropractor. Christian Science practitioner, contact lenses. You can include contact lenses, crutches, dental treatment, diagnostic devices, disabled dependent care expenses, work-related expenses for purposes of taking a credit for dependent care. Dependent care. That costs people a lot of money. Those could be deductible. Drug addiction, your eye exam, your eyeglasses. Let's say you had to have eye surgery to treat defective vision, like laser eye surgery. How many of you got LASIK? You could have deducted the LASIK. Fertility enhancement, a guard dog, or a service animal. How many of you guys have a guard dog or service animal? You could deduct the food, the grooming, the veterinary care. Now, I'm not saying go and claim that your dog that you've had now for 15 years, a little foofy, is now your service animal. But if you use that dog to help you relax or get through, you know, your anxiety. Now, don't go away. There's a lot more. And I know for some of you, you're like, oh, man, I wish I knew this. Well, I told you this last year. We're doing it again. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish?
greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dolly 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So for those of you that don't have to take care of somebody in your family, the time's going to come. You know, I mean, I grew up with grandparents that were always sick. And whether it was colon cancer or whether it was diabetes or whether it was another type of cancer and then another one with colon cancer or Alzheimer's. It's going to happen to you. And many of you guys already take care of family members. Some of you are fortunate enough to have other family members that can take care of them. But it's something that we never plan. Now, me, because I grew up in that sort of a household, I always knew that, God forbid something happened, I was going to have to take care of a family member. And many of you know that I don't really get along with my family too much. Okay? I went to dinner with my mom. I love my mom. She's a wonderful lady. Okay? And knock on wood, she's healthy. But she's a pain in the butt. And every time I try to have a conversation of something that I think would interest me, okay, the conversation immediately turns to something that doesn't interest me. And my mom is an amazing person. But when you ask her, I don't really, or say, I don't want to talk about that, her follow-up question is, why not? Why don't you want to talk about that? You should want to talk about this. You should want to talk about it because X, Y, and Z. And so I don't like to talk to my mom. We went to dinner with her last night. And the kids, it's hilarious with the kids because the kids like my mom more than me. Do you guys remember liking your grandparents more than your parents? I hated my parents. I couldn't wait to see my grandparents because my parents would never yell or hit us or spank us or belt or whatever in front of grandparents. They were on good behavior. Now, me, I don't care. I will yell at the kids. I will cuss at the kids. I will do whatever in front of my mom. I don't care because now I'm at the age where she can't control me. But when I was younger, I loved it because the grandparents were checks and balances. And then, every now and then, you saw one of my grandparents keep my dad or mom in line. I was like, oh, whoa, 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 you just didn't. Oh, my gosh, really? And I was like, how do you give me a piece of that? That would be like the biggest superpower in the world. If I could, you know, control, if I could shut my mom up. I think it was so funny. I think her dad yelled at my mom. I was like really, really young. And he said, shut up, quit nagging me. And she did. I have never seen my mom shut up. I remember my dad would throw stuff and, you know, and she might be quiet for 2 seconds. But I never saw my mom shut up. And I was like, oh, my God, give me that superpower, please. So I'd go over to Grandpa, and he'd yell at me, too. And I'm like, all right. My grandpa, I think, had CTE because he was a leatherhead in football, and he didn't have any gear back in the 20s. And he was just very, so he was very hostile, and he just was very, very grumpy, and he was always in pain. And so I don't really ever remember my mom's dad being kind. I loved him, but he was a jerk, and it was because he was so volatile and, I believe, from all the head trauma. And so he was always in pain, gout and arthritis and congestive heart failure, et cetera. And so, taking care of grandparents and having them live at home, et cetera, it's a stress. And so, you know, we're talking about medical expenses and deductions you guys could take. You know, you guys need to know about this. You know, taking on a family member is stressful enough, but there are things you could do to help mitigate some of the expenses. So we're talking about things that you could write off. Publication 502 with your taxes. You could write off hearing aids. We talked about that the other week. Hospital services. I mean, how many people drop $20,000 easily, you know, with a hospital visit? Those things way put you over your AGI, your adjusted gross income percentage that you could write off. Your insurance premiums. They say you can include in medical expenses insurance premiums. You pay for policies that cover medical care. You cannot include in medical expenses insurance premiums that were paid and for which you are claiming a credit or deduction. So if you have certain insurance premiums that you already are getting credit for, those you could count. Again, you may need an accountant for that. So your hospitalizations, your x-rays, your surgical services, your prescription drugs and insulin. You can write off your insulin people, your dental care. If you had to replace contact lenses, long-term care, that kind of stuff. Your health coverage tax credit. They say if you were eligible, if you were an eligible trade adjustment assistant recipient, a TAA recipient, that you could also deduct. Employer-sponsored health insurance plan. They say don't include in your medical and dental expenses any insurance premiums that your employer paid, but I believe what you paid, you can. Okay? Medicare A. Medicare A is not a medical expense. Medicare B is a supplemental, so you can. Medicare D, you can. Unused sick leave to pay premiums. You may be able to write off unused sick leave to help pay premiums. Laboratory fees, lead-based paint removal. How many of you guys decided to remove the paint in your house because it had lead? You could count that. Legal fees. You can include a medical expenses legal fees you pay that are necessary to authorize treatment for mental illness. mental illness. So if there weren't fees, that could help. Legal fees? Oh, my gosh. Definitely gone over. Lodging. You had to travel to Mayo Clinic or UCLA. I wouldn't take a trip to Disneyland and write it off. But if you had to travel, that lodging, that hotel, you could pay off. The food? They said can't be more than $50 a night for each person, so don't go to the Ritz-Carlton. If a parent is traveling with a sick child, $100 a night can be included in medical expenses. Meals are not included, though. Long-term care, maintenance and personal care services. So if you have somebody that needs to have certain bathing or things like that, somebody that charges for shaving and, you know, that can, long-term care. They say you can include in medical expenses the cost of meals at a hospital if a principal reason for being there is to get medical care. But you cannot include medical expenses that are part of inpatient care. So certain meals you can. Medical conferences. You could go to a medical conference. You don't have to be a doctor for that. If you are learning about a chronic illness, that's pretty damn cool. Medicines, nursing home, nursing services, optometrists, operations, organ donors, and osteopath. So osteopathic medical care by a DO, your oxygen. Pregnancy tests. How many of you guys have been ordering pregnancy tests? Psychoanalysis, psychiatric care, psychologist, special education. Special education. If your child needs tutoring, you have a child with autism, blindness, that special education is tax deductible. Sterilization, if you had to have a vasectomy, stop smoking programs, certain telephones, certain television. If you have a hearing disability, transplants. We talked about transportation the other week. Certain car expenses, certain trips, tuition for certain classes you need to take. Weight loss programs, you got to be very, very careful. All right? Some of these you may not be able to unless it is physician suggested. Wig. A wig if you had chemotherapy. Babysitting. Child care, now, no. Babysitting, child care, no. Nursing services for a normal, healthy baby, no. But nursing services, if you're not healthy, yeah. Controlled substance, no. Marijuana is not deductible. So medical marijuana, not deductible. Yeah, we're going to be talking about medical marijuana in the next show. Cosmetic surgery, dancing lessons, diaper service, funeral expenses, no. Sorry. Hair transplants, health club dues, no. No. Household help, no. Illegal operations or treatments, no. Maternity clothes, no. Although I think that's going to change later, but no. Non-prescription drugs and medicines, so just get an aspirin or Tylenol, won't work. Medicines and drugs from other countries, you go to Mexico and you pick some stuff up, no, won't work. Teeth whitening, no. But do you see there's a lot of stuff you can? So go to Publication 502, I hope it helps. All right, we'll talk about marijuana. Which strains do what? 1-877-DUCK-BELLY. It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.